Hi, I'm Mike Bean. I've lived in North Ayckham in Lincolnshire for the past 21 years. I grew up in the 60s, 70s in Inverness and, following a stint in the RAF, returned there in 1984, where I met my partner and we have now been together 25 years. We spent 2 years in Spain, where I was lucky enough to have a job. We returned to the UK in 1987, both living and working in Hertfordshire. We moved to Lincoln in 1989 when my current employer relocated here and my partner followed the next year. So that's how I got here. We have both seen many changes in Lincoln over the past 21 years. The big change, of course, being the university, which has completely changed the city and how it feels, how it looks. Today, Lincoln has a large student population and the city is more of a youthful feel about it. And it's quite a safe and secure place to live. Neither of us have had any problems with homophobic abuse, any sort of abuse, so we have been lucky in that respect. We are very happy here in Lincoln. I have met many new people in Lincoln, straight people, gay, lesbian. I have fairly active social life, but mainly amongst the straight community, although we are lucky in Lincoln that we've got the alternative where we can meet up, alternative being the LGBT group, social group, where we meet up every fortnight for coffee and a few drinks afterwards. As I said earlier, I've been in a relationship for 25 years. Obviously it's going to be lifelong, I think. Hopefully it's going to be lifelong. For me, it's a relationship. It's just there. It's part of everyday life. It's a satisfying part of life, a comfortable part of life, but it is there and it's not something I really talk about or dwell on. It's just something that is there. There is not really a big LGBT scene in Lincoln, so my partner and I would travel to other cities in the Midlands. We'd visit London a lot, mainly for theatre and music festivals, but it is always nice to get back home to Highcombe. Having lived and worked in a number of places in Lincoln, I feel fairly safe and secure in this part of the UK, and I can see myself spending the rest of my life here. I'm fairly fortunate in that I work for myself, self-employed accountant, large base of clients, no lesbian or gay clients amongst my client list, unfortunately, and my sexuality has never been a problem. As far as work is concerned, some of the clients are social friends as well, which does help. It would be nice to have some gay and lesbian clients just to have a more rounded view of life, I think. I'm happy in the work that I do. Being self-employed, my time is fairly flexible, which is a bonus when you want holidays, that kind of thing. Out of work, I really like music, listening to all sorts of music, and occasionally we go down to London, try and get see new bands, established artists, pay visits to the West End when we can, when it's not too expensive, which is a thing I think that Lincoln is a bit lacking in. It would be nice if we had some more live entertainment aimed at a wider audience here in Lincoln rather than the poppy 16, 17-year-old kind of music. Theatre, well, that's been refurbished recently, so hopefully that's got a few years left in it, bringing us some fairly good shows, some shows, of course, coming from the West End. But what would be good if we could have a permanent meeting place? Say, a building that could be used for a wide range of clubs, societies, maybe centering around a coffee shop in the actual building where you could feel safe and secure in doing what you really and getting to meet other people. That I think is a problem in Lincolnshire, is meeting other LGBT people. As I said, the alternative, we do that on a fortnightly basis. That would be nice if that could be extended. But it would be nice to have our own meeting place, something that we could call our own.